I'm Alexandra DiTrollio. A Pew Research poll has found that for the first time, U.S. Catholics' opinion of Pope Francis is affected by their political leanings. The survey stated it has found that Catholics on the political right are growing dissatisfied with the Pope and feel he is, quote, too liberal and naive. In 2014, just 1 year into Pope Francis' papacy, there was no real difference between Catholic Republicans and Democrats, with Republicans having a 90% favorable view and Democrats having an 87% favorable view. The latest poll, however, shows a 10-point difference between the two. However, Pope Francis still holds high marks from Catholics in compassion and humility, with 94% saying he is compassionate and 91% saying he is humble. And the next story is, the U.S. Justice Department has sued the state of California over sanctuary policies that aim to protect illegal immigrants against being deported. The lawsuit focuses on three state laws that were passed last year that the Justice Department says violate the Constitution. They cite the provision in the Constitution called the Supremacy Clause that states federal laws overrule state laws. The three state laws that are targeted in the lawsuit bar private employers in the state from voluntarily cooperating with immigration officials, keep state and local law enforcement from giving immigration officials information on when they plan on releasing an illegal immigrant they have in custody, and allow the state to inspect federal immigration detention centers. And the next story is, a report by a Veterans Affairs watchdog group states that VA Secretary David Shulkin, who was also a top VA official in the Obama administration, failed to take action and fix a number of long-term problems, including dirty syringes and equipment shortages, that put patients in veterans' hospitals at major risk. Shulkin states he cannot, quote, recall ever being told of the problems. Meanwhile, another watchdog group found that White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway violated the Hatch Act, a federal law that bars government officials from using their positions to influence political campaigns. The group stated Conway violated the act twice last year when she spoke out in support of Republican Roy Moore and against Democrat Doug Jones during the Alabama Senate race. And the next story is, Pope Francis has signed decrees for the sainthood causes of 13 men and women, including a pope, an archbishop, two young laywomen, and several priests and nuns. Among the decrees signed were the recognition of a miracle by Blessed Paul, who will be declared a saint in October, as well as a miracle by Archbishop Romero, whose date for canonization has not yet been announced.